Hi, welcome to the Parasocial Social Club.
I'm Charlie James.
I'm Jewel Karanen.
And we're your hosts.
And this is a podcast about the beautiful and strange phenomenon of parasocial relationships.
We investigate our own parasocial relationships.
What?
I couldn't. I completely lost my place reading. We investigate our own parasocial relationships and interview the people we all have parasocial relationships with.
I zoomed in the document.
It threw me off. I'm actually so bad at reading out loud, and that is a discussion for another time.
You've been doing a really good job.
Thank you so much.
Today, it is just me and Charlie, if you couldn't already tell. So that we can go ham on some of our favorite segments, like the parasocial relationship tracker and my personal favorite, oops, I Googled myself.
It's important that we talk about this stuff so that Jewel doesn't get sick.
Yes.
You get ill if we don't talk about
it. I get profoundly. I just watched Little Women talk about an ill girl.
Yeah.
There's an ill girl in that movie.
That's what you took away from Little Women.
I was like, that could be me if I didn't have a podcast.
Oh my God. Millions of Americans ill. Actually, is there even like one person who doesn't have a podcast?
No.
Let's be honest.
Never met a person without a podcast.
Impossible to know.
So today we're talking about Great British Bake Off.
And my personal beef with Ellen DeGeneres.
I cannot wait to hear this. Welcome to the Parasocial Social Club.
But first, business.
Thank you for listening, you guys. We're so excited people are listening to our podcast.
Yeah, that rocks. A podcast unlistened to, what a sad sight.
It's a climate disaster.
Yeah.
Basically.
Well, yeah.
It's a huge waste of resources.
Exactly.
That's for sure. So if you like our show and you want us to keep doing our show, please leave a 5-star rating on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
We love a review.
Write a review on Apple Podcasts.
It's easy.
And it's fun. Do you want to read one of ours?
Is it fun to read and write reviews? Yes, let's read. Let's read.
Absolutely, it's fun, Charlie.
Right, sorry.
It's so fun.
I would say it's helpful. Do you like being of use to your community? Write a review, like this one. It's entitled the hands making heart emoji.
Already a slam dunk.
Perfect. This is, should I say who it's from?
Yeah.
Kat Shorn.
Thank you, Kat.
Kat says, I love these guys. I originally saw a clip of this podcast on TikTok. Oh, my God.
Oh.
And knew I needed to listen to it. I've seen Jewel in the party. Oh, my gosh. A wonderful D&D web series, true. And Charlie's Comedy Online. And I love seeing them do this together and talk about all things parasocial.
Shut the hell up, Kat.
Kat, shut up. Kat, never shut up. Never quiet yourself.
Kat, thank you so much for this amazing 5-star, I might add, review.
I love a review that plugs other things that we do.
Me too.
That is so generous, honestly.
That's like pretty much like the most words of affirmation you could give Charlie and I think.
Yeah. Kat seems like a marketing major.
Yeah, Kat, you knew what keywords to put in this review.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. But seriously, and thank you for calling the party a wonderful D&D web series. I also agree that it's a wonderful D&D web series. If anyone is listening and hasn't watched a wonderful D&D web series called The Party,
check out The Party.
You have like an hour and 20 minutes of content to enjoy free on YouTube right now.
God, I love content. I love... No, seriously, though.
I know you do.
I do.
I know, because you said when we're not in your house, you just
I'm listening to a podcast at all times.
Someone needs to talk to you.
Sometimes, and this is sad, but I'll listen to a podcast for so long, and then I'll be like, I feel really tired, and then I'll be like, music. So swap. I can go both directions.
I completely understand.
Thank you.
And let us remind the audience once again, this is a bisexual podcast.
We're not bi, but the podcast, bi.
We are getting...
Me and Jewel, straight as an arrow.
Straight as an arrow.
Boys, gross to me, hot to Jewel.
Hot to Jewel.
Normal and hot to Jewel.
The conceit of this ongoing joke is so stupid.
That you and I are completely the straightest people alive. Yeah. No. It's
but our
it's awesome.
We love our podcast. We're fine with that.
God.
We're cool with it even. I think it's cool.
I'm tolerating it. Yeah.
I think it's exciting.
Ugh.
Also,
I love a coming out episode. You've got something to say.
What I have to say is actually, oh yeah, yeah, you're right. I have two things to say. One, I'm a little congested. So I just want to apologize for
that pause. I was like, Jewel's pregnant.
I'm pregnant with congestion. So sorry that I sound a little bit like Chucky Finster from the Rugrats. But also Icon, so I will never apologize.
Is he the baby?
No, Chucky is the redhead.
I didn't watch. I wasn't allowed to. It was deemed too dark by my parents. They've pivoted a lot since, but Jewel, I had to turn around when ads were playing on TV. I had to look at the wall, and my dad would mute them.
Turn around.
I wasn't allowed to see them. What if I had been marketed to? Can you imagine?
It's so funny because especially like kids commercials are so funny and wholesome. Like yeah. You missed some of the funniest commercials of all time.
I've seen some. I remember there was a teddy bear that you could write on with a pen, and if you washed it, it would
yes.
come off. And I did see a commercial for that and then ask for it for a gift.
They didn't want us. They didn't want you to
They
do
were
that.
Like, never again. No, this started, well, anyways. You have other things to say.
I have one
Enough
more
about
thing
my
to say.
Normal childhood.
One more. Never. Yes. No more. About your child. We don't want to hear
anything else. Good. Good.
I do have one more thing to say. It is this. We, contrary to popular belief, have an email newsletter. It is called Parasocial Social Club, and it is on Substack. And I have done no effort to promote this. It was just like something I set up when we set up the podcast.
Yeah.
But it now is the time. Please go subscribe to the newsletter. I will tell you secrets.
Secrets will be in your inbox. It comes to your email, right?
It yes. comes to, what do you mean?
I've never subscribed to a Substack. Yeah. Substack.
It's an email newsletter. Yeah.
And it is that.
So go subscribe to it because we have things we need to talk about.
We got
to
say stuff. Yeah.
Off the pod.
In writing, we need this.
So it's go to it. It's parasocialsocialclub.substack.com. Put your email in. I will know if you did or you didn't. And if you guys don't do this, my feelings will be hurt. Is that enough? Did
I
want
to hurt it? Jewel? Jewel already gets sick when we don't do the podcast, and she's congested. So think about that.
Yeah. So I'm really struggling here. So help girl out.
Help a girl out. Okay, it's time.
Okay.
For our parasocial. Anecdotes.
What is going on with you parasocially, please?
Okay, so here's something that happened. I was on a date. I'm dating.
Ooh.
I'm ready to date again.
Okay. I believe you.
That was so convincing. Yeah, this is my press release. I'm dating. No, don't reach out to me. Listen, I was on a date, and... I have a big old crush, whatever. Shut up. Everyone shut up.
You're being so disclosory.
I'm being so
right now.
Weird. Yes. I was on a date because I feel embarrassed about what I'm going to say. I was on a date and I was describing the person I was on a date with. And I told her that she was enchanting because she is enchanting. That was kind of the only word I could think to use to describe her in that moment. I feel spellbound.
So
on this date.
I'm sorry, is the point of this anecdote for you to say that you gave a really good compliment on a date?
Well, here's the catch, Jewel. Then our episode dropped, let's see, episode 10 dropped.
Okay.
And I gave it a little listen so I could, you know, fill out some stuff in the description. And I realized I also described Ben Feldman as enchanting. And all of that happened in the same week. So if there's like a world where she listens to that, she's going to go, Charlie is just tossing around enchanting. Like it means nothing. It describes an interaction I had with Ben Feldman at mess hall for 5 minutes.
That was
and
a,
this entire
that
woman.
That was a beautiful story. A pamphlet
hey,
the cat.
Pamphlet?
hey, Kat.
Stop what you're doing.
You're doing something that is disruptive.
So that's my that's my little anecdote. I was so, upon hearing that, I was so embarrassed. I was like, get a vocabulary. Learn like one other word, I guess. I think I've never said that before this week. And then now two people are enchanting to me. That is so...
I think you're being too hard on yourself. I think your story about Ben, that was so sweet. That was a cutie pie story.
He's charismatic, but I don't like to use that word because I think it's actually negative. Do you want me to say more?
Yes.
Well, we can talk about this. You know that one guy that we both know?
The one from episode one?
That one from episode one that kind of ruined our collective lives for several years. Okay. Well, in unpacking that incident in therapy, I would say a word everyone who's ever met him has used to describe him is charismatic.
Yeah, for sure.
That's like how he carries out his psychological mind games, he has charisma.
It's the tool.
It's the tool, exactly. Yeah. It's how he hooks you. And I had a therapist who said, if there is a man and the first word you would use to describe them is charismatic, that is a huge red flag.
Oh my God. They need
to have other better qualities that speak to their character before you would say charismatic. And I was like, oh, fuck. So I kind of took it out of my vocabulary to describe people I like.
Right. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. And you replaced it with enchanting.
Enchanting, I guess.
I like the delightful, too. But maybe I shouldn't say this.
I needed to capture another thing.
You needed to capture the fact that you were, as you said, spellbound.
I was spellbound.
The game.
But if I had said that, can you imagine?
That's disgusting.
That's way too much. That's like,
men are not actually allowed to say that.
That's so, yeah. So, oh my God. If I said spellbound, she'd be like, I have to go right now.
I simply have to go right now.
I'm in my car and I'm driving away.
Sorry this happened to you, Charlie.
Thank you so much.
I'm excited you have a little...
Happened to me. It's of my own creation.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry your actions.
Sorry you did this.
Yeah. There you go.
It's cool that you have a crush, though.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
It's a big crush.
Big?
Yeah. I'm kind of... I'm already in the mental process of softening myself in case she's like, this is casual.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're being so brave.
Thank you.
I don't want to like talk about it more because I don't want to like jinx it or anything.
I feel the same.
What do you think?
I feel the same. Well, and, you know, parasocially, I'm like, I'm talking about someone who hasn't consented to being
discussed. They're not a public figure.
No. Wow. We're not even like together.
Nope.
That's what I'm saying.
You just have a crush.
That's, yeah.
You're crazy, actually, I'm talking about a crush.
I know.
This is
unhinged.
Insane
behavior. I typed out the word enchanting and I was like, I don't know if I'll even say that. But here I am.
Thank you for saying it because like the way that you should feel about talking about your crush on our podcast is the way that I actually do feel about talking about a lot of my parasocial
relationships. Yeah, it's the same. No, it's the same.
Like I have
a crush and a parasocial relationship are not that far apart.
There is something in your heart. There is something to this.
Yes.
Yes.
Anyways. What's your little parasocial anecdote?
It's equally as awesome as yours. Mm-hmm. So I follow this TikTok creator called @66vipers with a Z 99.
Okay.
@66vipers 99 is my favorite TikTok right now.
Can I ask...
Already a question.
Yeah, no, I know. Whatever there's like numbers in a handle, I'm like, is that a dog whistle? Because I don't really remember. I think it's 88 that's bad.
I thought 88 was
Nazis.
Yeah.
Yeah. But 66 and 99 are nothing.
But you know what? It's like horoscope girlies think 88 is an angel number.
They should stop because that one.
They think 888 is an angel number.
Well, that's different.
Okay.
No, three of them is different.
Sorry. I'm not well versed in the Nazi dog whistle.
You don't follow the guy on TikTok whose whole thing is he studies like, I guess, how people go down like far right pipelines.
Oh,
and most of his account is people bringing things to him and being like, is this a dog whistle? And he'll be like, no. Or he'll be like, yes.
It's your job to keep me updated on
okay,
this.
Well, that's what's happening.
I'm not going to follow him.
Anyways.
I'm busy.
66 Vipers, 99.
Yeah, no, this is definitely just a 69. This is definitely just a 69.
And I'm seeing that now, kind of visually.
So, good.
God, I slandered their name so fast.
No. Don't worry. Don't worry. 66 Vipers 99 is cool. And we'll call them Vipers for short. That's what we call them in the comments.
Oh, we.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this account is a Dress to Impress TikTok. Do you know what Dress to Impress is?
I do, because whenever I log into the Parasocial Social Club TikTok, it is the only thing on our feed. And I know that's your fault.
It's my fault. I tried to
What
make
did you interact
feed...
with that made it?
I tried to make our feed slime videos. And
you failed that miserably. I haven't seen a single slime.
Because I tried to make it slime videos, TikTok went, oh, you like slime videos? You're going to love Dress to Impress videos.
Well, they were right. They were right.
So, but here's the thing. Dress to Impress is... wait, no, you say what Dress to Impress is.
Well, can I say what I think it is? I think it's an online dress-up game where you... That's it. You dress something up.
That's exactly what it is. And it's on Roblox.
Okay. Wait. Okay. And Roblox, the video game, it's on Roblox? What does that mean?
So Roblox is not like a game. Roblox
what?
Is like... kind of a platform within which many games exist.
Oh, this just changed a lot for me. I did that awesome thing where I let out a deep exhale into the microphone. When kids say I'm on Roblox, I was convinced that was a single game.
Yeah, but you platform. Were wrong. You were wrong. To be honest.
Yeah, but you are wrong and bad. So go ahead and rewrite that.
To be honest, I don't really understand. I've never played. I don't really interact with children very often. So no one has like shown it to me.
Okay.
But yeah, it's like, it's kind of like a framework for types of games that exist.
I ask all the wrong questions. Dress to Impress is on something called Roblox.
Yes.
Okay.
I hope this is true. If not, a four-year-old can write in and correct
and
me.
Our four-year-old listeners, we thank you, and please leave a review in the limited language that you have.
So, yeah, and it's literally a dress-up game. Again, I've never played this game. I've only seen it through this user, and then TikTok tries to show me other ones.
You've never played it?
I've never played it. And what happens is they give you 5 minutes to run around the Dress to Impress lobby and put on clothes and makeup and hair according to a theme. And then there's a fashion show at the end. And then everyone shows their outfit. And then you rate everyone's outfit. So if you're smart, you rate everyone's outfit a 0 so that
right.
you can get the most stars.
Completely.
And win first place.
What happens if you're kind and you really rate them?
You'll learn not to stop doing that very
okay,
quickly.
Okay, okay.
You will be set... straight. Very, very quickly.
Awesome.
Anyways, to be honest, I don't even care about that stuff. That is not what I'm here to talk about. I'm here to talk about Vipers. Vipers is really funny. Vipers does hilarious commentary over all of their videos. They just do a screen recording of them playing the game for like 5 minutes. And they do hilarious voiceover over it. And they use one of the TikTok AI voices.
I have a soft spot for one of them and hate the rest of them.
Which one? Do you know?
Okay. I like the guy who's like, times my wife went to, like that one.
Oh
I
my
really
God.
Love.
The bouncy
times
one.
My wife and I went to the fair rated. And you're like, okay. And I hate the one that's like, SpongeBob.
Oh, I hate that one. Yeah, the one that's, you know what else? I hate the guy who plays SpongeBob.
As like a person?
As a person.
Which one? The one with Ariana Grande? No, in the I almost said film, in the TV show.
Wait, what?
Wait, what?
What's Ariana Grande doing?
Dating SpongeBob.
Dating SpongeBob?
You don't know about this?
Oh, no, totally different SpongeBob.
Okay.
Thanks for clarifying. I mean Tom Kenny, the voice actor who did SpongeBob.
Great.
And anyways,
what did he do?
He was really annoying on a Comic-Con panel once.
Yeah. That'll do it.
That ended it for me.
Yeah.
I was like, we're done. He was such a showboat. Ugh, I hated him.
I mean, he is SpongeBob.
I know, he's perfectly cast. Okay, so anyways, Viper uses one of the TikTok AI voices. So it means that they talk into the TikTok and then TikTok spits out their voice in a very different voice. So it's like excellent, you know, if you were like a spy, you could like put your voice through this whole thing.
But which is the voice?
Ruby. Do you know this one?
Yes. I don't love Ruby.
So I actually brought some multimedia into the class today.
Okay.
So something, I am a active participant in the Vipers community. I comment on the videos. I make jokes on the videos. I say just positive things like, we love you, Vipers. Like,
wow.
I do.
You're just affirming. Yeah.
I do fan behavior on these videos and I seriously wait for the videos. Like, I watch every single one. I've watched every single one on the account, and I was really sad when Vipers went on vacation for a week and didn't post.
Oh no. How often do they post?
Every day.
Every day?
Yeah, for us.
They're playing this game every day.
No, they're playing.
Oh, they're posting every day.
They're playing probably for like 3 hours one day and then recording. But they only show us their best outfits, so
who knows? You read a clip.
Okay. So as you know, TikTok is trying to show us other dress to impress videos on the Paris Social Social Club TikTok. Yeah. I'm not watching those. I only watch Vipers because I don't care about
you
dress
have
to
a
impress.
Favorite. Yeah.
But I did notice because one of them was a dress to impress video in the exact same style, and they were using the Ruby voice, the Ruby AI voice.
So for a moment, did you think?
Yeah. But I quickly looked at the username and went, this is an impasta. But other people had the same idea, and apparently they started commenting on videos of Dress to Impress that use the Ruby AI voice saying, you're not Vipers. Only Vipers can use the Ruby voice.
What?
Which is insane because anyone can
and everyone does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Vipers has made such a name for themselves that...
Is their account only this? Or is there ever a video where they're like, hey guys, getting lunch?
I have no idea who this person is.
I love that so much more.
I know that they live in Florida, and I know everything about every type of media they consume. That is the only information they have given to us.
And that's all you need.
They are doing some community management because they found out about people commenting on other people's videos, and they yelled at us for it. And I'm here to show that to you guys today. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Anyways, ugly rats, I have a bone to pick with some of you. I need you to stop harassing people because you're giving me a bad reputation.
Oh.
Hey, what do you mean some of you are going to people's pages, then telling them to stop using the Ruby voice?
Wait,
because
I like
you
the Ruby voice.
They're copying
I was wrong.
Me. What the fuck is that? Let me catch one of you doing that shit, and I'm gonna whoop your ass. Behave. Do not embarrass me. Do not humiliate me. You guys have to understand, Ruby is a famous bitch. He is everywhere, and he has many friends. I'm just one of the lucky few that gets to be his friend. In conclusion, let me find out that some of you are misbehaving. I will put you in your place real fucking quick. I raised you better than that. Please be nice. Anyways, now that you're feeling ashamed for your actions, now that you are humiliated, and now that you have learned your lesson, let's go back to the outfit. Oh my god, y'all, I was crying and throwing up because I was running out of time, and the necklace that I needed to put on was on the other side of the fucking aisle. I cannot live without my trusty, dusty, rusty necklace.
Okay. Oh.
Thanks for
okay,
listening.
I was thinking of the wrong voice. I was thinking the one that's like...
Oh god.
Different.
You're really good at doing the voices.
Thank you. I hope other people think that.
Like I know
that voice is great.
Yeah, the Ruby voice is funny, but I understand why people
Vipers
like commenting.
Is hilarious.
Yeah, because Vipers doesn't
now
really
that you have
it.
Been put in your place. Now that you have been humiliated. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm gonna follow. I'm not gonna lie.
I
like it.
They're really funny, and I just thought this was so funny because they have 90,000 followers. They have like around 50 to 100k views on all their videos. They're pretty new. They started posting in maybe like July. So like the fact that they're like, you know, like they're not. We don't even know what they look like. They're not a famous person. They're like, you little idiots need to stop
you
commenting.
Embarrassed mama. And you're like, okay.
And so I just love that, like, they know how important they
yes.
are to us.
Yes.
Like, they basically, like, Lady Gaga put us in our place right now.
And they know how important Ruby is. Ruby is a famous bitch.
So.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love.
This could basically doubles my recommendation today because this is my favorite content, speaking of.
6'6" Vipers with a Z, 99.
Like, if Vipers noticed me.
Oh.
Like, I got a like once. Woo!
What was the comment?
I don't remember. I'd have to go back into the annals of time. Oh, actually, I remember. Of course I remember. How could I forget? It was because Vipers put a hilarious Easter egg at the end of the video. A like 0.5 second clip of their Dress to Impress doll in a strange compromising position. And I realized it was a callback to a joke earlier in the video. So I commented to indicate I got the callback. They liked it.
Wow.
Because I'm smart.
They were waiting for someone like you.
Yes, someone with media literacy who is observant and watches all the way to the end. It was because they made the doll look like an ant. It doesn't. You guys don't need to understand.
Okay.
You yep. don't need to understand because yep. this is between me and 66 Vipers and 99.
I love it.
So yeah.
Wow. Good for you.
It's been a good since July.
I love that. Ugh, and consistently posting like that every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's serious.
And when they went on vacation.
That's a lot of posts.
They didn't. Well, and they fucking archive them. So there's not like, you know, 3 months worth.
Why do they. Not that you've asked.
Why do you archive videos?
When I don't think they're. Funny.
Well, you guys need to fucking stop because some of us are. Some of us are drowning and we need the content.
Yeah.
Okay, Charlie.
Okay. Fine. I'll change my ways.
Are you ready to talk about Ellen DeGeneres?
I am ready.
Are you? Will you ever be?
I've been doing it lately. I've been talking about this on stage. And I'll try not to just literally do the bit at you because that is the worst thing someone can do.
Well, but, I haven't heard it, so.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. So in high school, I ran a Tumblr that was an Ellen DeGeneres fan blog. Hold for applause. look, all I can say is that at that time.
I'm shocked. This is crazy information.
She was at that time, one of the only like lesbians in the public eye that I was aware of. So it was few and far between. And I don't actually, that's not really true. Like the L word was out. But in high school, I identified as like a mask lesbian because what I had figured out was I was attracted to girls and I wanted to dress like a little adult man. And the only other person that I saw doing that was Ellen DeGeneres. So I was like, okay, first of all, I'm a lesbian. And second of all, Ellen is God. Insane. I watched every episode of the sitcom that she had in the 90s. Like I've read every book by Ellen DeGeneres.
How many? Seven?
It's three. And that is not zero. That is like so many books to have read.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Three.
Three.
Okay.
Okay. So when I came out to my parents as a lesbian, LOL, I got so much wrong about that. As I say on stage, I was brainstorming, like, you know, yeah. I was just thinking of words.
Yeah.
I didn't know there were other options. So I kind of just wrote, I'm gay on a cake that I made for my parents. And then I put it on the counter and I left it overnight. And I was like, in the morning, don't know I'm gay because of the cake. Hello.
Yeah. I'm not going to comment.
What?
No, I'm not gonna comment.
Comment. Why didn't I sit them down and tell them?
Why not a note? Why not a note?
There was a note with the cake.
Why a cake?
Everyone's always like, Mom, Dad, I have something important to tell you. I'm gay. And I knew they were gonna be chill about it because they are fine with gay people. And they made that known to me by showing me the film Fried Green Tomatoes early and often.
Is there gay people?
Okay. So in the movie, no. Oh, this is another bit I do on stage. Okay, whatever. My parents would always show me movies that they were like, this is how you become a person, is you see movies and then you have something to talk about. And like, we're just catching you up with every movie that happened before you were born that you haven't seen. And I love this. And then my mom showed me Fried Green Tomatoes. My dad was there too. And she kept pausing the movie and she would turn to me and she would say, Charlie, I just want you to know that we're fine with what these girls are doing. But the movie is not obviously gay. Like, you could totally read it as a strong female friendship. They don't kiss. They don't have sex in this movie. I literally had no idea what my mom was referring to. And then I came out like 6 months later and was like, oh, because in the book, they're gay and they have sex. But in the movie, they replace the sex scene with a scene where they throw cake at each other.
Ooh.
I did not find that sexy or fun at all. Anyways, I knew they were chill, so I made a cake.
Is that why you made a cake?
No, but I'm just now putting that together.
Oh my God.
Okay. I will circle back in the family group chat and see.
You were like, Mom will understand.
She will know.
Because of the
There's
cake.
There's a subliminal message here.
It's supposed to be gay.
God. That's good. Why haven't I thought of that?
I like, quick side note, I like when homophobia leads to strange creative choices in media. I'm like, yeah. Where'd you guys think of that? Oh, you were just being homophobic.
You guys just couldn't make it gay.
Yeah, that's, you had another idea. Very interesting, very fun and creative.
I love, yeah, that they were like, cake is like having sex. Not really. So I left this cake on the counter and before I went to sleep, I posted a photo of it to Tumblr because like they knew I was gay. Hello is an Ellen blog.
I took a picture.
Yes. Really quick.
Was it your Tumblr that happened to love Ellen or was it an Ellen fan Tumblr or both?
It was an Ellen fan Tumblr run by me.
So people
the
like,
only thing I was posting about was Ellen DeGeneres. And every once in a while, I'd be like, I went ice skating with my girlfriend.
Okay, great. So it was both. It was you Tumblr, but it was primarily a fan Tumblr.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes. I posted a photo of it to Tumblr. It went so viral so fast. As you know, it was on BuzzFeed. It was on like little news shows, mainly like web ones too. Like there was like the Young Turks was a different kind of political thing at the time. And they had like a whole 15-minute segment discussing the fact that I'm gay. And that was crazy to me.
You were born to go viral, Charlie.
The Huffington Post called our home phone, our landline, to interview my family. Like it was it is nothing because it's like the whole story is like I came out. And then they're asking questions and I'm just like, yeah,
yep.
I'd be gay. I'd be gay all the time. And there you have it.
It's on the cake.
It's on the cake. It says, I'm gay. That's the information. Okay. It got so big that my family was invited on the Ellen DeGeneres show.
This is like 2011, 2010.
It's gotta be
2008.
Hang on. No, let me do the math. 2012.
2012.
I was 15. Close. You were pretty close. Thanks. Good. Good job.
That is because a win for me.
There wasn't that much stuff happening online that this could be enough of a story, you know? Like, thank God everyone is posting clips now, so I don't have to go on the news ever. We're invited on the Ellen DeGeneres show. It is the biggest delight of my life. And my family gets all ready to go. And then we were informed that our segment where my family meets Ellen DeGeneres was bumped and replaced with a video of a girl burning her hair off with a curling iron. Me meeting my hero. They said, that's nice. But you know what we should play is this video of a girl burning her hair off with a curling iron. And it's awesome. It is so funny because this girl comes on Ellen and they're talking about this video and literally the whole conversation is Ellen being like, you burned your hair off with a curling iron, and she'll be like, yeah. And then Ellen's like, how? And she's like, I was curling my hair and then it burnt off. That's the whole thing. It is like really a 10-minute segment of that back and forth.
Slow news year.
Oh my God. Yeah.
We elected Obama and then we went, no news.
We said, that's it. Girl burns her hair off with a curling iron. Viral videos used to be...
You could go on Ellen for them.
Sail Cat could never exist today.
What is Sail Cat?
You don't know the Sail Cat?
No.
You know the song Sail?
Sail.
Yeah. Okay. Now imagine that song is playing and a cat, right when they say sail, jumps off of something.
That's funny.
Okay, but is it? But is it? Look.
A little.
Privately, from that moment on, I was like, I'm mad at Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. For
yeah,
sure.
Because I was like, a wholesome me meeting my hero thing or the hair curling. And Ellen goes, the hair curling? Fucking obviously.
Did you tell your Tumblr?
Oh, yeah.
What did they think?
I mean, it's disappointing.
I wonder if they thought you were lying.
Maybe.
But probably not.
That'd be crazy.
You literally went viral for it, so that would be crazy.
Yeah, I feel like they, at that point, were like, we're with you. We stand with this gay 15-year-old.
Do you remember your Tumblr handle?
It was like Ellen DeGeneres with two S's, I want to say.
Really
Tumblr.tumblr.com. Yeah, privately, I'm like, I'm mad at Ellen. And then 2018 rolls around, maybe later than that. And everyone's like, Ellen DeGeneres might be mean? And I was like, I fucking know. I know.
You didn't know.
I knew. I knew better than anyone.
You were wronged by her, but she wasn't mean to
you. That was mean to have wronged me. Oh my God. Okay. So that happens.
Uh-huh.
Okay. This year, you know, Ellen, social pariah. She then says, I'm going on my last stand-up tour and then I'm retiring from show business and this is the end.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, right before I film this special, I'm going to test this hour and change at Largo. And I decided to go.
You are one sick son of a bitch.
I needed closure with Ellen DeGeneres so badly. And I went, and it's pretty much exactly what you see in the special, minus all of the people standing and applauding her for her bravery. And if I'm honest, like, I really enjoyed myself. Well, it was, like, funny and kind of sweet.
She's a skilled comedian.
It was funny sometimes. Jesus. Sometimes I'm like, you sound so old right now. Just you quaint little farmer. You farmer. The thing, half the special is about chickens.
If you met Ellen.
Yeah, I would be so nice to her. I would literally only sing her praises.
And if Ellen was nice to you.
It would change everything.
I think it would.
Yeah.
Even if, like, Ellen literally, like, verbally abused me in front of you, I think if you met Ellen and Ellen
I would still
nice
be okay.
To you, you'd still be
I'd
like...
be like, no, but Jewel, you have to remember, she's, like, from a different time.
Her show got canceled because she was gay.
I don't know. If she verbally abused you, I think I would be so angry.
No, you would.
I would probably be like, you listen dramatic. Here, motherfucker. You have no idea who I am, but you wronged me in 2012.
And you wronged me again
and
today.
And you wronged me again today. You hurt my Jewel. My Jewel. Come on.
She would be so mean to you. Actually, if you said that.
Oh my God.
She would, like, you would just immediately get.
She would be so mean.
This is, yeah. Should we just, for the record, like, this is a We Believe Ellen DeGeneres is Mean podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. No question.
I stand with the workers. I do want to say a point that she makes in her special, just generally, and that I do feel, despite my vendetta against her, I don't think being mean is that bad. Listen, because, like, half the people, you know, like, we had the Me Too movement. Jewel, stay with me. I have to say one thing in episode okay. that really throws you off. But, like, I assume everyone in show business is mean.
I assume anyone with who makes over $200,000 a year is mean.
Yes. And so I'm like, the like Ellen is mean. It's like, I bet every single host of every single TV show.
Okay, you're with me. I'm
is
back.
Mean.
I'm back.
That is not, that shouldn't be career ending.
Yeah, yeah.
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 I've been mean.
Yeah. I was mean once when I was an AD. I hated it.
See?
Oh God,
it could happen to anyone.
It sucked.
It could happen to Jewel.
I know. Yeah. One of the canonically nicest people on the planet.
Actually, that's true.
Thank you.
Are saying. A lot of people are saying.
The angels are saying it. The biblically accurate.
You stood 10 toes down for flour tortillas. That's how nice you are.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Go back to bed.
Back.
You said so many insane things about Ellen just now.
Yeah. Anyways, that's my parasocial relationship tracker, is that me and Ellen have buttoned it up.
Jesus Christ, that's a huge fucking update.
Yeah, sorry, that's quite a long story.
Well, it's perfectly in contrast to my update, which is really small. Very, very small. Brand new, freshy fresh.
Mm, let's hear it.
Like, you know, yours, this is a decade in the making. Mine is like a week in the making, pretty much. So there's a new season of Great British Bake Off.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're American, Great British Baking Show.
What?
Yeah, they have two different names depending on what country you're in. Copyright issues.
Oh.
Okay. Anyways, that was the kind of me doing
it. I thought it was going to be kind of like how they have different words for stuff and we just accept that. They're like, oh, it's time for tea and that means dinner. What the fuck are you talking about? Shut up.
Okay, so anyways, so we're talking about the new season of the Great British Bake Off. That's what I call it because I respect the British pronunciation. Mm. There's a contestant on this season named Nellie Gaffar. Or Gaffar. G-H-A-F-F-A-R.
Why don't you know if you're watching?
Because she's Nellie. She's of one name.
They don't say like,
girl.
And now Nellie Gaffar.
Well, I don't trust them because they say matcha instead of matcha.
Oh, yeah.
So
I also don't trust the British.
They don't say anything correctly.
Yeah. No, really, though. No offense. Some offense.
If anyone else is watching, they know exactly who I'm talking about. She's a fucking icon.
Can you describe her physically? Because I've seen one episode and
She looks like the storybook illustration of a grandma, a Russian grandma who is rushing to give you a cookie, rushing towards you, wearing an apron. So she looks like a Russian. She's shaped like a Russian doll. That's why I said Russian, because you know those Russian nesting dolls?
Maybe I was high when I watched it, but I don't think there's a single person I remember that looks like that.
And
I truly don't know what you're talking about. But okay.
She has cute little hair and she has... Actually, let me quickly Google where she's from because I want to get it correct. Nellie Gaffar, my queen. She's a palliative care assistant. So she's freaking awesome.
Two jobs?
Yeah.
Oh, I see her. Oh,
yeah.
She's so cute.
Oh, yeah. She's a little blonde. She has little curly hair. Why isn't this article immediately telling? Oh, yeah. She's born in Slovakia. That's what I wanted to get correct. But then she moved to Austria and she has a husband who she's obsessed with.
Finally.
She loves
a husband,
husband.
Girl. Because wife guy, huge. But we needed the other version of
Dude,
that.
Dude, straight
husband
up,
girl.
Nellie is the husband girl. She is. She's like. She makes me want to engage in marital bliss.
Yeah.
Anyways, she's just like really cute and funny. And you know Noel, the British, the British host.
And he better be British.
Noel Fielding from Taskmaster. And,
oh yes.
And the Mighty Boosh.
Absolutely.
Comedy
this one I know.
Man.
Yeah.
So Noel's thing is that he like flirts with all the young hot people and it's like actually kind of annoying. But unfortunately he's also like pretty funny, so
I hate that.
I have to like
That's okay. We'll let it slide.
I have to get over it. But Nellie has turned this bitch on its head because she's obsessed with Noel. She loves Noel. She thinks he's super funny. So she is always flirting at him and he doesn't.
She husband girl flirting. Okay.
Because she's really high
it's
status.
It's playful, yeah.
She's
yeah.
really high status, and she's like...
She's taking control of the situation.
Noel, you're my favorite.
Oh.
And, like, I will flirt at you because I know you're not going to flirt with me because I'm not a young hottie, but fuck you, you're my favorite. So the power dynamic is absolutely indelible.
It's shifting. Wow.
Spectacular. She's so funny. on the most recent episode, she wore a beret. And she...
Game changer.
She wore a beret.
Nelly, beret.
She's literally acting like it's her show. Like, she's acting like...
And maybe
like...
it is. It could be anyone's. Oh, that's so sweet.
So she's my new parasocial relationship in that I don't need to know anything more about her, but every detail more that I learn...
You just, are happy with.
I just love her more. I'm like, oh, she has 2 kids? King, icon, like, mother of the year.
Mother. Yeah. Wow. Wow. It's so nice when a new parasocial relationship is formed.
It really is, because it makes your viewing experience of whatever you're watching so much more fun.
When you really care deeply about one.
Because it's like a crush, like
you're
you
said. So right.
You're like, thank God I got a crush. Like, you don't have to be bored.
That was me every day of school.
Yes. Yeah,
as a kid, I was like, good God. If I was in a 1 AU, that would change everything.
And it was. Like, I literally rotated crushes because I was like, need something to do during class.
What do I think about? I'm a child.
Where do I look?
I think about soccer and then what? My parents? No. I need a third.
So that's where that's what I wanted to update you guys on. Oh, God.
Well, now it's time for our Parasocial Scholar Corner.
To further our goal of becoming the preeminent scholars on the parasocial phenomenon, we unpack some facet of the beautiful beast.
I like that you added beautiful.
It's not in the
script. Usually beast. It's just the beast.
Yeah, but you thought it was a little too derogatory.
Yeah, just beast. So, you know, Beauty and the Beast. But you said beautiful beast.
Oh, it's similar.
Subverting the genre.
Yeah. Subverting the genre that we invented.
Yeah.
The parasocial content. Okay. I brought something in I want to talk about today.
Great. I can't wait.
So I'm happy that I know things about Nelly.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I learn something new, happy about it.
Sure.
However, I do have a lot of parasocial relationships where I actively seek to not learn anything about them.
Intentionally, you don't. How do you even accomplish that?
Through actively avoiding media that would tell me more information about them.
But like, okay, I need an example.
So I don't listen to Muna's podcast.
Wow. Wow.
It's called Gayotic, and occasionally TikTok shows me clips and I take care to swipe away.
Because you don't want to see more? I feel like I've seen the clips and they don't really even share too much about themselves.
They don't. Of course, I've watched some of them, but I try to swipe away. But I am scared to learn more information because I have pedestalized them so much.
You are being so delicate right now. You're like, they do not. However, I have chosen to learn nothing.
This is, I'm like giving my presidential speech right now. I am trying to get you guys to vote for me for class president.
Wow. You're like, I am measured? And I, okay, and it's because if you learn too much about them, what?
I might.
Learn something you don't like?
Yes. I might learn something I don't like. That's a big fear, especially like, politically, not with Muna, just in general. With,
yeah,
like
Muna for Trump.
Yeah, Muna for Trump. Not with Muna, but just in general. Like, if I don't, you know, like I don't want to know who Nelly votes for.
Sure,
know? I don't want to know. I'm
well,
sure
also because
she's...
it's British, and it's like I don't even know about
that
stuff.
I don't know what those men's names are.
Yeah, Parliament. You guys have? I heard.
Do you guys vote for? Okay, sorry for being so ignorant. I think it's okay to be ignorant about
Britain.
About British
yeah,
stuff.
We're ignorant for a reason. And that reason is you guys taxed us for so long for everything. And we said, enough. We don't want to vote for you. I actually don't even know if we could vote when we were colonies. We just said, no more. I'm putting my foot down.
Yeah,
this tea is going into the harbor, and I refuse to learn another thing about you.
That's the reason that we are so shitty and ignorant about British stuff.
Yeah.
It's historically important for us to be.
I feel this way about the royal family, like when Americans are obsessed. I'm like, we unanimously said, not us.
So true.
And you, yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
I totally agree with that.
Princess Di excluded, obviously.
Obviously, she's basically American.
I love when she wears outfits. War, excuse me.
Oh my God. No one is mistaking that she's still alive. So, yeah, so Moon is a good example of this because I, even though probably I would only learn nice things about them that actually make me love them more, I am too scared because I have such a, like I said, pedestal relationship with them because I love their music so much and I love them as performers, concert performers, on stage live performers, that I'm like, you guys, I can't be people. You are you have to be rock stars to me.
I love that because I don't think most people think that way.
I don't think that way for most of my parasocial relationships, I think.
I always want to know more, always, except sometimes if, this is not totally the same, but if I'm like a really big fan of someone, but not parasocially, I just mean like, usually it's for comedy, sometimes for music. If I really like their work, I do kind of procrastinate like listening to a new album or hearing, you know, a new special because I don't know. I think I have to like fully sit down and absorb it. And that is kind of like a whole process.
I totally relate to that.
But it's not about facts about them personally. You don't want to learn like where they live and what they do with their time.
No, I don't.
Wow.
Actually, I do.
But you have to stop yourself.
But I think I shouldn't know.
Is it that you think you'll cross over into being too into them?
No. No. Oh. No, I think I'm past that as an adult.
Yeah.
I think I don't do that anymore.
Yeah. And same. I actually was never, but I had a best friend who was like, I mean, she'd have one hyperfixation on somebody and know everything about them.
Like, that can still happen to me, but like, I guess the other thing about Muna is that like, to me, they're real people. Like, they live in LA and like, they aren't that famous. No offense, but like, compared to like, you know,
they're gay famous.
They're hugely gay famous.
Yeah.
And so that's like another part of it is like, I'm like, those are my neighbors. So in conclusion, my parasocial relationship with them is still really fucked up.
But I refuse to let it get worse.
Yes. Good. I'm just trying to
those are people.
Cage the beast.
Gotta cage that beast.
But I encourage you and all of our illustrious listeners to think about what parasocial relationships you have where you, maybe subconsciously, are trying not to learn more information so as to not cloud the view that you have of someone or to distort it.
I'll think on that.
Give it a think.
Give it a think.
And thus concludes the Parasocial Scholar Hour.
Now, Jewel's favorite segment, Oops, I Googled Myself. Oops. I love the inclusion of oops.
I think it's like, gives us like a 50s game show flair.
Yeah. It's time for howdy. Everybody get in here. Huh. I think both of us were wrong about what we added to that.
An incorrect reference. But we did improv together for many years. Years. Wow. And then we didn't talk for like 6. Anyways.
Do you think we did improv for longer than we didn't talk? No.
I don't think so.
Wow.
That's pretty hot.
This is actually huge that we have a podcast.
That's so true. As if we didn't address that thoroughly in episode 1. You guys, go back and listen to episode 1.
Yeah.
If you haven't. It's a real fucking doozy.
Yeah. Probably the darkest episode we'll ever have.
And something real quick. Mm-hmm. When we went therapy TikTok viral.
Yeah.
Because everyone was freaking out about your horrible...
My horrible
ex-girlfriend experience. We got a huge bump in listens on that episode, but also episode 1.
Huh, because the people were like, well, now we got to restart. I got to know the whole story.
Maybe, or maybe they were like, this is the other gossip episode.
Well, yeah.
This is the other episode about
bad people. We have more gossip all the time. Think about the gossip we had today.
It's true, but it's a little inside baseball for you all. Anyways, oops, I Googled myself. Charlie, do you have any Googlings or anything?
No.
You haven't Googled yourself lately?
No.
I haven't Googled myself lately either, But we did have a really interesting parasocial reaction.
We did, and I do want to talk about it. Previously on Parasocial Social Club, we discussed that Caroline Calloway followed me on TikTok and then unfollowed me, and I was desperate to know, like, why? What was the video that was the last straw? And we have an answer from Caroline Calloway.
Okay, so we posted this video on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube Shorts, wherever. And on Instagram, when I posted this video, I tagged Caroline in the video.
Yes. A genius move by you. Honestly.
Thank you. But any normal public figure would not even
respond.
See that tag.
No.
That tag would get buried.
But this is the thing about Caroline. She's not like other public figures at all.
She is not like other girls.
Do you want to read the reply?
Comment one.
Yeah. And yeah, there's multiple.
Okay. First of all, I just want to say it is so normal and human of you to wonder. And so brave of you to do it out loud.
Love her.
You know how 5 years ago no one spoke about fillers? And it was so shameful to admit you had them done? I hope in another 5 years from now, we can all be more honest about how our online interactions affect our interior worlds.
I'm obsessed with her.
Honest to God, I've seen my life flash before my eyes when I thought people had unfollowed me in the past. Comment two.
Should I read this one?
Yeah.
The truth is, I unfollowed everyone when I quit my life in New York 2 years ago and moved to Florida to focus on making books. Already more information than I had ever known about Caroline Calloway, and I'm so excited. Okay. I unfollowed everyone on TikTok, on Instagram, on Twitter, everywhere, and it was only because I had to. As soon as I got settled in Florida, I found myself spending hours a day scrolling, and after a certain point, I had to be like, get your fucking shit together, Caroline. This is not why you came here, and so I cut myself off from my own newsfeed completely. I miss following you and so many others. But on the bright side, I'm about to come out with my second book in just 2 years. I hope you can understand, and thank you for being so vulnerable.
Three blue hearts, light blue hearts.
The most, like, thoughtful response to our insane podcast. I hope you can understand, and thank you for being so vulnerable.
This is...
That's crazy.
Genius. Genius.
And she got a book plug in there, which I think is the best part.
She plugged her book and she made me feel guilty for joking about her unfollowing you, which is insane.
She really landed the plane.
The plane smoothly glid onto the Earth's surface.
Runway?
I cannot believe this. Also, these are the
Earth's
only...
surface.
These are the only two comments on this video.
Yep. No one else had any thoughts.
Commented on this video.
No one else had anything to say. Everyone was like, that's good enough.
And also, Instagram tried to hide one of the comments as spam.
Because she double commented, I think.
I had to actively unhide it.
Good. Because people need to see this.
God,
I love her.
Wow. What the fuck? She fucking Uno reversed us. Did you say that? Someone said that. I'm sorry to not credit.
That.
Someone, one of my friends said that. And that was really
smart.
She
got us so good. Now I'm just looking at her Instagram. Please take this away.
She absolutely.
I'm just like, wow.
Got our asses.
She figured it out. She got her shit together.
Anyways, if she wants to come on the pod, you know.
Anytime.
Standing invitation.
I couldn't imagine a better guest. That's amazing.
How strange.
And there you have it.
The vulnerability that I don't know if it's real or not, but I know it is because that's how she talks all the time.
Yes.
You know, it's like too much
Completely.
Vulnerability.
No, yeah.
So I'm like, it is real, but at the same time, it's like brilliantly manipulative.
I didn't know she moved to Florida. Is she from there?
I knew she moved to Florida because the TikTok, the Caroline Calloway conversation at the time was she was making a big deal about the hurricane being about her because she was in Florida.
Was she right?
If I posted a clip of this right now, she would fucking come back at me. She would come back at me and put me back right in my place again.
Yeah, good. Where you belong.
For talking smack about her.
She's got it down to a science, and I really respect that. And also, that was so sweet.
I know. I think she might be a genius. She got my ass.
Wow. She got us good. Well, this is our signing off segment.
Host recommendations. Give you... Sorry to interrupt.
Host
sorry,
recommendations.
Sorry, I skipped ahead.
Where we give you host recommendations.
That's a good TikTok AI voice.
Do you want to do yours or me?
Oh, yeah. I'd like to do mine.
Great.
Wait, yours is insane.
Yeah.
Wait. Never mind. You do yours.
I go mine first.
I didn't read this
I'd
before.
Like to recommend ordering food without consulting everyone.
Consulting everyone?
Okay, well, I think...
Who's in play?
So here's what happened. I was at a Halloween party, and... Everyone, it's that thing where like someone says, guys, should we order food? And everyone's like, yes. And then it takes roughly another 40 minutes to get everyone to look at the same order and pick what they want.
Yeah.
And we had decided on pizza. And pizza is something you can kind of just pick out for the group.
That's true.
And so someone said food, a few other people said yes. And I just got on my phone and I ordered pizza to the place because I was like, I'm not doing 40 minutes without this pizza. That is time that could be spent making the pizza, having it delivered to the place. We're not doing what we always do. And so I just ordered the pizza and I said, guys, I got us all pizza. And I was the fucking hero of the party. I won Halloween. And that is what I recommend to all of you. Just get on your phone and order pizza and then inform everyone that pizza is coming.
You don't understand how sexy you will be if you do that.
I was trying to impress someone.
And you did a good job.
Thank you so much.
I'm sure.
I highly recommend.
I can safely assume that that was received as hot.
I did order from a place I had never ordered from before, and it was not that good. But still.
Who gives a fuck? Maybe you fucked up a little bit, but I don't give a
fuck. It was called
fuck.
Lucky's, and all the pizzas were 10 inches. They were like personal pizzas, which I did not know when I ordered, but good thing I got three. And it was subpar.
You have not yourself down in the hotness scale.
A little bit, yeah.
But the initial act, off the charts.
It was after midnight.
Jesus
Doesn't that make
Christ.
It better?
Yeah. Yes, it does.
I'm back. I'm back to hot. Jewel, what's your recommendation?
Remember when I told you guys to watch 66 Vipers 99?
Yeah.
Well, I have another username for you.
Oh my God, I'm looking at it.
At 11 foot 8 plus 8.
God. Wait. Can I do some math?
Go for it.
1214?
Sure. I don't know.
Yeah. What does that mean?
It actually has a meaning.
Okay. All right.
This is a YouTube account where you can watch trucks non-lethally crash into an overpass.
I'm so glad you went second. That's so funny. How do you know that they're not lethal?
Because the trucks have to back up and leave.
And can I ask a follow-up? Sure. Is it the same overpass?
Yes.
Wait, what? So, why is this happening enough that there's a YouTube channel?
So, this is a YouTube channel. This guy set up a camera to film this overpass, this intersection, because the overpass is so low that trucks run into it all the time thinking they're going to make it. So just the top of the truck, like, you know, it scrapes against the bottom of the overpass. And there's a culture of people who watch these videos that in the comments where they're like, ooh, that was a good one.
So insane.
And the
why has the city not hung a sign that is like, good God, stop going under this?
there is a flashing LED sign that says, stop.
If you're a truck?
Yeah. It says, stop. It doesn't matter. It doesn't help. And
Wait. 327,000 subscribers.
And the city raised the overpass slightly, and it still happens. And everyone in the comments was like, thank God they didn't raise it that.
Like, or else we'd have nothing to talk about. So it's, okay, so 11'8" is the height of the overpass, and then +8 is how much taller trucks are?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
They on every video, they have a watermark called 11'8.com.
Can you read some of the headlines of the video?
Yes. Truck hits 11'8" plus bridge 8'8" and almost backs into ambulance.
That's a new one, yeah.
Speeding semi gets smashed up at the 11'8" bridge. Truck runs light and rips off roof at the 11'8" bridge.
Will this rental truck escape the 11'8" + 8" bridge?
I have a hunch.
How many videos do you think?
Oh, it says 187 videos. That is so many times.
I recommend this channel.
Jewel, that's my recommendation. How did you find this?
Someone on Tumblr posted about it.
I love this.
And I am interested in this genre because I also found another random YouTube of a guy who clears storm drains.
Oh.
In nature.
Nice of him.
And I love him. He's in the same genre, but I'm not recommending him today. Today I'm recommending at 11'8" + 8".
Thank you because so much.
Become his 3,027th.
No, 300,000. Hang on. 320... Fuck. Don't ask us about numbers.
Become.
I've noticed. You and I and numbers.
It's not a good look.
Wow.
The point is, I love him. Click subscribe, Charlie.
It's done.
Thank you.
It is done.
And if he listens to the pod, $10.
What?
I'll give him $10.
For what? Okay.
What? It's called marketing.
You'll give him $10 if he listens?
Yeah.
He would only hear that if he was listening.
$10?
Don't offer him something. He's already here.
It's coming his way.
Oh, my God.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode.
Thanks.
We have a very fun guest for you next week.
The very best.
Or so I've heard.
Yeah.
And,
Spoiler.
Stay tuned in the credits for Garrett's Corner.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Parasocial Social Club. Enjoy this episode? Leave us a nice review wherever you listen to your podcasts. It's a nice and kind thing to do. This podcast is produced by your hosts and Garrett Labonte. Theme music done by Brady Hicks. And for Garrett's Corner Pick of the Week, waking up at 4 a.m. on accident, thinking you have to start your day right away, but then realizing you're able to go back to sleep. It's a sweet gift from our crazy little subconsciousness.